From Spark and Anvil and Grammarforge, this is Agreement Ada in Chapter 1 of the Grammarforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Agreement Ada was Sentencetown's protocol officer. It was a role that sounded simple, almost invisible, but without her, everything would fall apart. Ada made sure mayor subject and verb verity always matched. Singular subjects needed singular verbs. Plural subjects demanded plural verbs. The rule itself felt straightforward, yet in practice, it held countless tricky cases. Ada handled them all with a quiet patience that was her trademark. Her full name was Adelaide, but everyone called her Ada. She believed subject-verb agreement wasn't just a grammar rule. It was the deepest expression of the relationship between a subject and its verb. Mayor subject and verb vary were partners, colleagues, the closest professional pair in Sentencetown. They had to match. If the mayor was the dog, singular, the verb barks, singular. If the mayor was the dogs, plural, the verb bark, plural. This matching was protocol, and Ada, the protocol officer, enforced it. Ada had grown up in a diplomatic family. Both her parents served as protocol officers in the kingdom's foreign ministry. They were civil servants who specialized in the correct forms of address for every diplomatic interaction. The kingdom had an ancient, elaborate tradition of protocol, and Ada's parents made sure every letter, every formal meeting, every ceremonial occasion used the exact titles, forms, and sequences. Even a misplaced comma could cause an international incident, or so it seemed. From a young age, Ada learned that form matching mattered. A letter addressed to His Royal Highness, Prince X, carried a different weight than one addressed to Prince X. The form had to fit the relationship. If the form was wrong, the diplomatic relationship suffered, sometimes beyond repair. Ada watched her parents navigate these delicate situations with calm precision, understanding that small details held enormous power.
By the time she was 14, Ada recognized the same principle at work in English subject-verb agreement. The form of the verb had to match the form of the subject. A mismatch didn't just sound off, it damaged the sentence. It signaled either carelessness or a lack of understanding to a careful reader. A protocol officer's job, whether in diplomacy or grammar, was to enforce that essential matching. Ada attended the Grammarforge Academy at 19. She had been Agreement Ada for 13 years now, a steady presence in the town's linguistic structure. In her classroom, she began every first day lesson the same way. She would hold up a small balance scale, a teaching prop with two tiny pans on either side of a fulcrum. On the left pan, she'd place a token labeled subject. On the right, a token labeled verb. She turned to the class, her gaze calm and steady. "My job," she would say, her voice clear, "is to make sure these two are balanced. Subject form on one side, verb form on the other. They must match. If they do not match, the sentence does not balance." She demonstrated, writing on the board. "The dog barks." She tapped the dog, singular subject, she explained. Then she tapped barks, singular verb. Barks is the third person singular present form, matched, balanced. Next, she wrote, "The dogs bark." "Plural subject," she said, pointing. "Plural verb. Bark is the plural form, matched, balanced."
Then came the tricky cases. This was where the students' eyes would widen. "What about this?" she'd ask, writing, "The dog and the cat bark." A student, Leo, raised his hand. "But dog is singular and cat is singular." "True," Ada nodded. "But when two singulars are joined by and, they become a compound subject. Together, they count as plural. So we need a plural verb, bark, matched." She wrote another, "Either the dog or the cat barks." Another student, Maya, looked puzzled. "Why barks there? Still two animals." Good question, Maya, Ada replied. With or, the verb agrees with the subject nearer to it. In this case, cat is singular, so the verb is barks, matched. Then a variation, either the dog or the cat's bark. Here, cats is nearer, Ada explained, and cats is plural, so the verb is bark, matched. She moved to another common point of confusion. The pack of dogs barks. The head noun here is pack, Ada clarified. Even though there are many dogs, pack is a singular collective noun. The verb agrees with pack, not with dogs. So barks is correct, matched. Finally, a truly modern challenge. Everyone in the village brings their lunch.
Wait, piped up a boy named Sam. Shouldn't it be his or her lunch if everyone is singular? Ada smiled. Traditionally, yes, Sam, but modern English accepts their as a gender-neutral pronoun for everyone. However, the verb itself stays singular. Everyone is still grammatically singular, so it's brings, matched. The children, without fail, found these tricky cases eye-opening. They hadn't realized subject-verb agreement had so many sub-rules. Ada always normalized the complexity. There are tricky cases, she'd say. Each tricky case has a rule. Once you know the rules, the cases become manageable. When children asked if subject-verb agreement was hard, Ada always gave the same answer. It is not hard, she'd say. It is matching. The form of the subject must match the form of the verb. Singular with singular, plural with plural. Tricky cases have their own rules, and those rules are learnable. Patience handles the rest. She still kept the small balance scale on her desk. Sometimes a child would ask to test their own sentences on it. Ada always allowed it. The scale, from years of use, now tilted slightly to the left. Ada had been meaning to have it recalibrated for several years, but hadn't gotten around to it. She would simply say, "The scale tilts, but the principle holds."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Agreement Ada. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.